It's supposed to be 164,000 doses this first wave into the state. Are you happy with the priorities that the governor set?
Well, I think that the priority needs to be obviously on the most vulnerable, those who are elderly, those who have underlying conditions already. I think those should be first in line. Of course, the real frontline healthcare workers who are involved with treating COVID cases as they come in, you know, they should be on there. I'm not a big fan of 20-something, or maybe she's early 30s, like AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, getting the COVID vaccine. I mean, for her to jump in line in front of people who are truly vulnerable just because she's a member of Congress, I think that's wrong, and that sends the wrong message. I think we need to really focus on protecting those who are most vulnerable to the most serious side effects of this virus if they get it. That's where the focus should be to start.
Chuck Muth, join us. Can you stick with us for another 10 minutes?
For you, Kevin? And it's for Chris? Yes, it's my Christmas present. Sure.
All right. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. We're going to talk about presidential pardons. And should a presidential pardon include the president and his family? Well, we're going to talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this day before Christmas Eve here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Coming up on 3:31 as we check out our traffic cams here in the studio. There is a crash working right now on Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara. The right lane is affected there, and you're really slow all the way back to Hacienda there on the north side of Interstate 15 in the resort corridor. Also, do look for some reduced speeds on the 215 Beltway, 215 east at St. Rose, 215 westbound at Green Valley. You touch the brakes up there in Summerlin, eastbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo as you head back towards the Las Vegas area. Also, utility work and delays on Boulder Highway. That continues on the south side between Charleston and Sahara.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman tells the Las Vegas Review-Journal that she recently spoke with NBA Commissioner Adam Silver to say that Las Vegas would be very interested in having an NBA team. Recently, Silver had said that the NBA is considering expansion, and if they do expand, Goodman wanted him to know that Las Vegas is a city that would love to have the NBA. UNLV wide receiver Kyle Williams has been named to the Athletics Freshman All-American team in just six games this year. He led the Rebels with 35 receptions for 426 yards and also two touchdowns. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use. You can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 24-
Uh-oh.
You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish, and for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635, or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. When people ask me what I want for Christmas, I tell them Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates, whether it be for Christmas or maybe for New Year's. Personalize your gift with a family picture or a corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now. You can order online right now. Just go to sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. And can I tell you, I love the product. It tastes great. So make sure you check it out. Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. It's interesting. The president yesterday announcing that he has pardoned commuted sentences for upwards of 20 people, including former Congress people that were involved in the Russian investigation. Now there is word that he may be contemplating some sort of pardon to family members, Ivanka, and even the possibility of one for himself for past or future crimes, a kind of a get out of jail free card. What to make of this? Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. And what, 20 pardons or commutations just in the last 24 hours? There's a question about whether he should even be pardoning himself. Do you think he will pardon himself? Because otherwise, he'll end up in court, like, for the next 4 years.
Yeah, I can't venture any kind of legal opinion on what that would mean or what that would involve or entail, but I do know this. Trump derangement syndrome is real. It's a virulent strain that it's absolutely horrible what the left has done to this man since before he was even sworn into office. The impeachment, the investigations, it'll never end. They will never give up trying to get Donald Trump. They absolutely feel the need to destroy this man and any possibility of any legacy that he may have. Or if he doesn't somehow pull a rabbit out of the hat and gets back into the Oval Office on January the 20th, to keep him from coming back 4 years later. So I do believe that there is a case that can be made. Normally, one wouldn't think that pardoning yourself would be such a great idea. In this case, this may be the exception that proves the rule, and maybe that is something that he and his family need to seriously take a look at, because they're never going to give up chasing this man down.
And you're saying not just for the president, but for his family, for Ivanka, for Don Jr., for Eric and others, because they're going to go after his family too, right?
Oh, they absolutely will go after his family. They already have. I mean, the things that they, with the Russian collusion stuff, they went after his sons over, you know, some innocuous meeting, one meeting that was held with somebody. Yet they're constantly looking, and if they think that they can hurt Donald Trump, by hurting one of his children or a close associate, they absolutely will do that. They've proven that they're willing and anxious to do that. So, yeah, I think it is, if they're going to think about doing it at all, I think it probably needs to extend beyond the president and into the immediate members of his family as well.
I want to ask you, there was a story today, don't know if you saw it, we had it on the news, but you may have been gone at the time, that Mayor Carolyn Goodman has apparently reached out to Adam Silver of the NBA, the commissioner of the NBA, to let him know that Las Vegas would be very interested in an NBA franchise, an expansion franchise. First of all, you think it'll happen, and do you think there's an appetite for the NBA in this town?
Yeah, I saw yesterday this popped up, and there was a online poll, one of those social media polls, that if the NBA expands, where do you think they should go? You know, where should the next team go? And, you know, I wrote in Wuhan. I think that's probably natural for China. But I think that there is. I think we've proved now that Las Vegas has grown to the point of becoming a major league destination city with the Raiders, with the Golden Knights. And I think in the past, even before that, we had a pretty good following in sports in this town for even minor league teams. So, yeah, I think that Las Vegas could probably handle an NBA team. I know some people aren't thrilled with the idea. They remember what happened during the All-Star game, about a dozen years ago, and they weren't real thrilled with what happened afterwards. But I think that the city can handle it. I think there's probably a market here for it, and maybe we're not as strong of a contender as maybe Seattle is, but certainly I think we're going to be up there for consideration.
We are just over a month away from another legislative session in Carson City, and I'm curious what you think. I've talked with members of the legislature over the course of the last couple of weeks. Almost all of them point to finances as job one for the members of the legislature, the assembly and the Senate. Is that the way you see it? Finances, money, how we get out of this hole?
Absolutely. I mean, Governor Sisolak has so botched his handling of this whole situation, especially from the economic standpoint. Well, he shut down what he called non-essential businesses and laid off what he considered to be non-essential workers in the private sector. He's done no such thing to the government. And had he started laying off non-essential workers and shutting down non-essential government programs back in April, when he did it for the private sector, we wouldn't be in as bad a shape today as we are. And it's only going to get worse because he has shown absolutely no willingness whatsoever. The closest they've gotten, Kevin, if you remember, in the special session in July, they had proposed government employees getting one furlough day a month, one unpaid day a month off. And that was too much for the government employees union. They cut that back to six. So while we've got people who are still completely and totally unemployed and can't even get their unemployment checks to this day, thanks to Governor Sisolak's unemployment office mismanagement, I just don't know how you can look at that and say this has been a very well-handled situation. So because of the government's mismanagement, Governor Sisolak's mismanagement, the budget is going to be the issue for this session, because whether he likes it or not, the chickens are going to come home to roost, and sooner or later you're going to have to either, one, start cutting government dramatically, which I would like to see, or you're going to have to raise taxes, and I hope there's no appetite, at least among Republicans, to do that, because they have the votes to stop tax increases as long as they stick together. But as you and I have seen years after years, there are some Republicans who just can't wait to vote with the Democrats for higher taxes. I just hope it doesn't happen again.
Ain't that the truth. Chuck, it's always good, man. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week and get everybody ready for 2021. Please, please get us to 2021.
Kevin, you have a Merry Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas.
On the other side.
That'll be great, Chuck. Thank you, man. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach and the author of Muth's Truths. It's absolutely incredible. Stay where you are. More to do. Coming up. Victoria Seaman, a little bit later on after 5 o'clock, will join us. I'll ask her about that NBA expansion team deal. Would that be cool to have the NBA here? I mean, they're here often enough, you know, playing games and doing different things. We'll talk about that coming up after 5 o'clock. Stay with us. More to do. Oh, why is January 6th so important? And is it possible that we are reaching out to the NBA for an expansion franchise? They've talked about expanding just in a couple of the last couple of days. And it turns out that according to a story that's out there, Carolyn Goodman is reaching out to Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline is come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, or maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
Braxton was diagnosed with choroid plexus carcinoma, a brain tumor. St. Jude is helping us put away our fears. We have an amazing team that fights for the best outcome for Braxton. He has the best chance here. I don't have to worry that how much is that bag of fluid going to cost me? Can I afford it to save my child's life? The donations, they're paying for me to live every day with my son, be stress-free, and enjoy every day with him. I wish there was a word bigger than thank you, more close to the heart. Because thank you's not enough. They've given me hope. They've given me my son.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
No one can predict a major disaster. History and statistical analysis can help identify a potential threat, but it's no guarantee. When a disaster strikes, will you be ready? All demographics and income levels have experienced the challenges of rebuilding their lives after a disaster or incident. Emergency management officials urge Nevadans to plan ahead with these tips. Gather critical financial, insurance, and medical records. Start an emergency savings plan. Obtain proper insurance and keep small bills in your safety kit. Whether a natural or human cause disaster, we all play a role in keeping Nevada safe. If you see something, say something. Report suspicious activity to local law enforcement. For more info, contact your local emergency manager's office or go to den.nv.gov and click on Plan Ahead Nevada.
Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Management, your local emergency manager's office. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Bye Bye Fungus. For a limited time only, take 20% off your order. Just tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Call Bye Bye Fungus. Here's the number. 800-258-3635. That's 800-258-3635. Or visit byebyefungus.com. Use the discount code WALL. That's W-A-L-L. The discount code WALL. I mentioned January 6th. There's all kinds of stuff going on. There's a big march that is going to be going on in our nation's capital. Folks, including Megan Barth, our own Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, she is going to be headed there. I know other people, other activists across the state who are headed for D.C. as well. What is the significance of January 6th? Congressman Mo Brooks from Alabama was on with Martha McCallum. And I want you to hear, this is cut one. This is Mo Brooks, the congressman from Alabama, as to what's going to be going on in D.C. on January 6th. Here it is.
Tell me a little bit about the meeting that you had with the president and what his plan is for the next days before January the 6th.
Well, first, it's not the president's plan. The president does have a vote in this. We were there to inform him of what we intend on doing. And there are now dozens in the House of Representatives who are persuaded, as I am, that there's been massive voter fraud and election theft, and we can either accept that or fight it. And we've chosen to fight. I'm very pleased that Jody Heiss has stepped up to the plate, and he's going to take the lead role in the state of Georgia, his home state. And we've got others in many other states, too, who are going to take the lead role. And it's looking very promising on the House side. We do need senators who will stand up for America, for our republic, for our election system. We'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, so just staying with you, Congressman Brooks, for just a moment here. The way that this has to go, as I understand it, is that you would have to have a senator and a member of the House contest the outcome in a state. Then, if that happens, if you get a senator and a member of the House, then you go to a break. The session stops, and then there's a discussion for 2 hours, and then you'd have to get approval from both the House and the Senate to overturn the electoral outcome of any state. Is that correct? And is that doable?
Well, that is the case under the law. We have a recess of the joint session of Congress. The Senate goes back to the Senate side of the Capitol. The House stays in the House chamber. We have 2 hours of public policy debate. People can present their arguments as they believe best to try to persuade others that may be on the fence. Most importantly, to help the public understand how egregious this voter fraud and election theft really is, in contrast to the hear nothing, see nothing reaction in the news media, by and large, about the fraud that occurred. And then we'll have a House floor vote and a Senate floor vote. In the Senate, it will be a majority of the 100 senators. In the House, there's an open debate as to whether it's going to be a majority of the state delegations, and the Republicans hold a majority of the state delegations, or whether it will be a majority of the 435 congressmen that determines the outcome of that vote.
And you know what that, I mean, that's the opening that the president may be looking for right there. Stay where you are. We'll talk more about this coming back on the other side of the break. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us this day before Christmas Eve. For those of you that don't know, we're going to be on best of status on Thursday and Friday. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We'll be back with a live show on Monday, okay? Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedules,
Same Great Shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2, AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So exactly what is the strategy from the White House relative to the elections? Steve Cortez has been on this show many times. He was on Newsmax last night. And this was this morning. Steve Cortez was on this morning on Newsmax and updating everybody on the White House election strategy. This is cut six. Steve Cortez, a member of the campaign, the 2020 re-election campaign of the president. Here he is.
What's going down at the White House? Where does this all stand? And how do we keep President Trump there?
Right. Well, Grant, and here's what I wrote about in my latest op-ed at the National Pulse, is that Joe Biden, if he is to be sworn in on January 20th, he would enter office as the most doubted president in American history. There would be a dark cloud over him. And that's not just my opinion. 77% of Trump voters, of the 75 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump, according to Monmouth, they believe this election has been stolen. And to your point earlier, even a sizable amount of Democrats are willing to concede that this election was stolen at the presidential level. So my point is, if Joe Biden actually believes that he won the legal vote in this country, then he most of all, in fact, should welcome scrutiny. He should argue for transparency. He should actually join with those of us in the Trump campaign who want all voter data, all voting machines to be made accessible for forensic analysis, for significant data analysis of who exactly voted and whether or not they were legitimate voters immediately. Because if he wants to take office with any semblance of a mandate, he himself would need to act. Now, I'm not going to hold my breath, Grant, but that is the reality. That would be the patriotic thing to do for our country.
Guy and a smart guy, a smart political guy, and he was on Newsmax. That was actually last night, so I stand corrected. It was last night. Coming up, Michael Shouse, Communications Director for NPRI. We are just over a month away from the next legislative session. What can we expect? And are we in as much financial trouble as a lot of people believe? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.